Let's play something Peter suggested.
Here comes music to set your soul on fire.
It was like a descent into another world.
Let's listen now to a
simple, heartwarming story of happiness regained.
Brought to you by
satire.
What a character.
He wanted to choose his own method of ruining it.
Many in the corporate media seemed eager to
release the whole of your pelvic area.
Now, it is time for me to break wind.
It smelled very, very good.
On that day, the heavens will disappear with a shrill noise.
There she goes.
So let's blast!
Look at all this shit that came out of her!
It landed right there on the deck with the chocolate everywhere.
Still another thing that should be noticed. This
droplets of pee
in my mouth.
Where they belong.
Drink every drop.
And so she
peed in Alan's mouth.
I love it.
I'll drink your you drink
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
We both find masturbation more enjoyable.
Here's the penis.
Swing it to find out if it feels balanced in your hand.
He swung that
into a woman's face.
You've seen clips like this a lot over the last few months.
You know, ultimately the movie's about
a busload of nuns.
Mutilated beyond recognition.
For sexual opportunity.
What?
Oh, it makes me so sad to learn about these nuns
who cut off their own body parts for sexual thrills.
I'm sawed off. Organs removed.
All for fun and excitement.
A lot of these girls didn't want to be nuns to begin with.
This is what they want.
These days they want to be
Johnny Mathis.
Now you know that little boys like our Johnny.
He's the only person who can break my evil curse.
He is a fucking lunatic.
How can you even speak to him after what he did to my mother?
Because he forced her have sex.
With animals.
Dogs in particular.
Some foot in the dogs in the ass.
Also, you would do well to eat sparingly of foods containing puppies and boys.
No wonder dogs love Mr.
T.
In regard to sex.
That's true.
Make a toast to Mr. T.
And make children hate Jesus Christ.
Remember what Jesus said.
Ain't life a motherfucker?
Yes, it is.
Jesus and his disciples traveled northward through Judea and Samaria and into
an airport bathroom stall
to take a shit.
And it was a
holy shit.
That shit was beautiful.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here are
a couple of turds
for you and me.
Each was made
by a Christian.
I don't want that shit.
Too bad.
That thing just sits on my desk and stares at me.
But I sure can make a good snowman.
Being snow people has its drawbacks.
You have to take
one crate of large eggs.
Put two of them up your ass.
An egg would go in
your ass.
And then another, and another, and another,
and all the rest.
Must be put on the erect penis before intercourse.
With Dr. James Dobson.
Right now, this is James reminding you to keep smoking
eggshells
and rabbit tobacco.
More doctors recommend
setting your bed on fire with a lit cigarette
while you sleep.
Marijuana is also smoked.
Here at First Family Church.
Here again, Jesus said in verse 19,
good shit, man.
That was a sticky
blend of choice.
Magic pot.
All mixed up.
With my favorite
blend of secret ingredients
made from burnt hair from different parts of her body.
But I wanted you to know that
a few drops of her blood would also be included.
Blood is nothing to be afraid of.
It's the official drink of the Secret Squadron.
I'm gonna drink your blood like cranberry sauce.
And it's delicious.
And he drank blood regularly.
Drink a glass every day.
It's available now at Walmart.
There's blood and pubic hair all over the
store or wherever good ice cream is sold.
Buy two bottles and get a
car that was filled with garbage.
And by car, I mean cock.
Now, if you'd like to see more of my cock,
I'm going
to
put it all on display, open to the public.
In every important city throughout the United States.
This display should be full and neat.
And it had horrible, horrible reviews.
People said,
oh, it's too small. It hurts my foot.
But it's pretty good in penetration.
No other goes up and down with equal penetration.
What do you do with your fingers?
Use these only for the
armpits, asshole, crotch, and tee.
Despite an emotional hardship, namely,
put it in the
asshole
like it's a goddamn croissant.
And so I
tucked it into my asshole.
Then he sat down and felt very sorry for himself.
Stay sitting up tall with your fingers ready to go.
Here I am.
With a flag between my legs, I'm going to rip an app.
But instead,
you can take this
respectfully folded Confederate flag
and shove it up your butt.
And you have to keep it there for 8 hours.
Hey, should we be worried about the kids that are listening to this?
No, not at all.
Listen for the sound of the letter F in.
Fuck, 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 fuck!
I do not take offense.
21 of the letters in our alphabet are called
this Kentucky Fried Shit.
And now you're
scared stiff with only a hazy recollection
of what happened.
Well, I wish I could say it's been fun, but it hasn't.
We just go leave it like that, Joe. Till next time, man.
All right, get the hell out of here.